This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting this hour with Dr. Doug Lee. He's in the Springfield area of Missouri, just a little bit down the road from our farm. And I love broadcasting with him because he's got such great, great vision regarding pets and animals. And I've got this question for Dr. Doug Lee. And that is, we have an English Mastiff. His name is Thomas Jefferson. He knows his name as TJ. And he's this English Mastiff. He's a large dog, about close to 200 pounds, if not over 200 pounds. And let me describe our kitchen so that you can understand the scenario. We built our house about 11 years ago, 12 years ago, and we built it the way we wanted. We decided we weren't going to enjoy the mistakes that other people made and buy a house that they were selling. We decided to make our own mistakes. We made our kitchen larger than the normal kitchen. And so it's got a food prep area, has a kitchen table, and it even has room for a sofa facing a screen. So if we want to watch a video or a YouTube video on the screen, or we want to watch a DVD or something like that, we can. And so sometimes I will sit down with a book and in the kitchen, and TJ will come on over, and he'll lean against me. And he will expect me to, you know, give him hugs, like continuous hugs. And he will be content as long as I have my hand on his head or on his back or on his neck. And if I stop, within seconds, he turns and looks at me like, come on, Dad, where's my hug? Dr. Lee, is that the kind of thing that is learned, or is that instinctive in these dogs, or how does that work?
I've got laryngitis, so you'll have to excuse me, and if I have to stop and cough once in a while, I'll be back.
Okay.
That I believe is something just instinctive. You know, they're a pack animal, and a pack can, I think, in their opinion, can be a person if that fulfills mm-hmm. the need to have some contact and give the pack its pack feeling. But I've got two dogs; they do the same thing. And in fact, it drives me crazy sometimes. The one has real sharp toenails. I cut them, and they seem to get sharp within a day. But mm-hmm. yeah, they do paw. And remember, they are a packed in animal. They're used to going around in groups. So you fulfill that need, I think, when you're sitting there, and they can relate to you with touching them. But yeah, they like contact. I don't know whether they sleep in the bed with you or not.
No, that doesn't happen.
Ours do, and this one little dog has to touch me all night long. I mean, if mm-hmm. I get up, go to the bathroom, he's got to touch me. He reorganizes his position, and they're just like that. They have to touch.
Do we become their parents? Do we, in their mind, are we their mom or dad?
I believe so, because, you know, a mother, when they were young, fulfilled the need of feeding them. Now, the father, he didn't do too much. He was just around. But the mother, you know, she fed them when they were young and nursing and so forth. And I think as the dog gets older, he depends upon someone to do that, and we do it by supplying the dog food. So basically, mm-hmm. I think in that sense, we're replacing the mother.
Okay. Now, as far here's, as the here's father, what else.
I think mm-hmm. he's probably just part of the pack, the leader of the pack, usually.
Okay. Yeah. Here's what I've noticed. We have this, right outside the kitchen door, we have this veranda, if you will. It's a concrete pad, and there's a couple chairs there and a table, and kind of like a picnic table kind of a thing, if you will. And so I may go out there if the weather's warm, maybe before the broadcast, I'll go out there and sit down with them and maybe have a cup of tea or something. And all the dogs, all four of them, will come on over, and they will all get as close as they can to me. I mean, they'll kind of inch up a little bit more than the dog next to them, than the dog next to them. And they'll just keep inching up, and they'll all, and then their paws will come on my lap, and they all want their hugs. And I refer to that as, okay, you guys want your hugs, and who wants a hug? And they all want to be hugged at the same time. And then the cats come over, and they want to climb on my lap as well. And if I walk over to the garage or in the afternoon after the broadcast, if I'm working in the shop or on a car, they're all in there too. They're on the floor, and they want to be close. I mean, they're literally under the car on the lift. You know, when I'm working under the car on the lift, they're there. If I'm at the workbench, they're there. They are not quite underfoot, but they are. I don't know if it would be within protection range, or are they looking to make sure that I'm okay? Are they looking to make sure that I'm safe and no one is going to harm their dad? Or do they want companionship, or is it just a family thing where we're all together as a family? Do you have a feel for that?
I think it's more of a family thing. I don't think they're protective, because unless somebody comes in to the area, where then they may bark and then become protective. But what you're describing is the same thing that I have. So it isn't unusual for your dogs or my dogs. It's just the way dogs are. They can sit in this house all day long. If I go outside and jump on a tractor to do something, they're out there, and they're sitting there just watching me drive around, watch me do everything I'm doing. When I come back in the house, they come back in with me. But they just want to relate to people. They like people. And that's why we have them, because they like us and we like them.
Mm-hmm. And they have been known as...
That's a different story. Cats are... It's their world and we're just part of it. They accept us. Uh-huh. If we accept them, that's great. But they got to accept us first. As you know, cat, you know that.
Yes, we have four cats, and but they all have jobs, and they are expected to go and take care of the rodent problem that we have in the barn. They are expected to, you know, patrol the basement. They're expected to patrol around the, you know, the perimeter of the house, so that, well, those mice are a nuisance, because what they'll do is they'll get under the hood of a tractor, and they'll look for something to eat. And, you know, they start with the hoses and the wiring. And they'll just chew it up and build nests with it. They'll carry off the wiring, and that's a real problem. You know, fortunately, most of it's color-coded, and the blue wire, you just, you know, add in a length of blue wire to stretch where the segments were taken out. But they do that under the hoods of vehicles as well.
Yeah.
So we have lots of vehicles in the barn that don't run, because the wiring has been carried off. So that's why we have these cats, and they do an excellent job at that. But you have to keep them a little bit hungry, don't you?
Yeah. But they'll, you know, if they're a little bit hungry, that's fine. But even if they aren't hungry, their instinct is to hunt. I don't have that problem around here with mice. I don't know why we've never had mice. But we sure do have moles. And the moles are out in the lawn, and they make it a mess. And what happens when the moles are active, the cat will sometimes go ahead and pick up a mole and dig it out, I guess, wherever they find it, and bring it into the house. And they will usually bring it in just when it's about dead by the time they bring it in. But it's still alive enough so it moves and they can play with it.
Mm-hmm.
But
they bring us the heads.
Mice in here, moles in here, anything else that you may find. But that's how cats are. They bring it back to the nest. And dogs tend to do this too. These dogs I've got, I live have a road out here, and we have squirrels, and squirrels do get hit by cars. And if they're out there, they'll bring it into the house even, and put it on the front porch. But their instinct is to bring things back to the nest for, I guess, sharing with the other animals if there are other animals in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're a pack animal. Cats are not that much of a pack animal. They are, but, you know, they still have their own mind.
Well, ours are interesting because ours will hiss at each other. They all get along sometimes.
Yeah.
Other times they walk past each other and they snarl and hiss. And it's like, what happened? These guys are your best buddies. What are you doing?
They're getting a peck order, keeping the peck order, which you don't know anything about. It's their little world. And they'll go ahead. There's ours out here. But they have a peck order, and they'll go ahead and snarl at each other. But usually if one of them's in trouble, even if they're snarling, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Usually if they're snarling at each other, if there's a problem, they'll come to the rescue most of the time. But cats are very, very, very different. You know, well, what is that? I've got a phone ringing here. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Well, I've got phones ringing.
Okay.
Okay, get that taken care of.
Great.
But as you know, cats purr.
Mm-hmm.
And when they start to purr, why, that's a sign of happiness. It's also a sign that they may be hurting, that they're frustrated. There's all kinds of signs for a cat purring and reasons for it. Go ahead and purr while they're going to be dying. So it's something that cats do. But why do they purr? And how mechanism, I honestly don't know, and I have seen so many theories that I don't think anybody really knows. Of course, the one that was around for years is the vibration of the something in the throat. And to me, that's still the most logical one, but it'd be blood flowing or something like that. But the latest is that there is a receptor in the brain that sends a message down to the larynx and the diaphragm that stimulates a relaxed thing in those areas, and that causes the vibrations and a purring. I can't see where the diaphragm enters into purring at all.
Mm-hmm.
But
I was wondering about the purring.
Gosh knows where. I think it came out of England. Mm-hmm. But now cats, when cats are born, the mother cat purrs. And she purrs to let these little ones who can't see or hear know where she is and where the nipples are. So she purrs. And the other kittens learn to purr at about 2 days of age. So they start purring. Well, then we got the whole bunch. You can't hear it necessarily. But the whole bunch is there purring. And when they're nursing, and when the mother wants them over there, she'll purr. So purring is a message and a way of communicating with the young.
Hold that thought. We're going into commercial break. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Doug Lee is with us. DVM. He's a doctor of veterinary medicine. And he's sharing with us his experience.
There's something I wanted to mention also.
Yeah.
You know, cats, their purr is the same frequency that they use to stimulate bone and wound healing in people. You know, sometimes they'll use electrical stimulation and sound stimulation to get the bone to grow or maybe knit together or for the sutured area to heal quicker. That's the same frequency as their purr. And there's a theory that if they are sick or if they have a cut or, a bone break, they'll purr more to go ahead and help stimulate healing.
Okay, so then the next question.
Interesting.
The next question that connects that dot is, do our cats know that we are hurting, and do they climb on us and purr in order to help us heal? Because I, since you've said that, you know, I was hurting, and our cats would climb on me. And this was something new, that they would climb on me and get in the area of my pain and would start purring. Do they know?
Well, I think they must know something, because there's this cat you've probably read about in the nursing home who would go in and stay with people who were terminally ill and going to be passing on within the next couple of days.
Right.
He would stay with these people.
Yes.
Now, whether or not that's, you know, maybe they were trying to stimulate healing and do something along the lines that you were saying. Yeah, I think they do sense some things. They'll sense, you know, in a household even, a dog too, or a cat. If something isn't right, they seem to sense it. Now, whether it's you're getting a divorce or something, you're fighting, of course, that's obvious. The cat and the dog are going to stay away. But they'll also sense some other things, I think. Yeah, they do. They do sense.
Well, I can say that the cats and dogs have never sensed fighting in our house because we don't fight in our house. But no, we don't. But I can tell you that I believe that you're right. I believe when I don't feel well.
Yeah.
And there have been times over the last year that I have not felt well at all. And TJ will come over and Thomas Jefferson, the Mastiff, he will come over and he will stay by me. He will not leave my side.
Yeah.
No matter what position I'm in, whether I'm sitting down or lying down, whatever it is, he is there and he is paying attention and he is as close as he can be. I mean, for example, if I'm lying on a sofa.
I hear quite often about when someone is terminally ill, particularly, and they'll say, and they pass. And people say, well, this dog spent his entire life in the room with my husband before he passed away. Well, that's part of it. Yeah, they do. They do sense something.
Do you think that they are sad? Do you think that because his emotions are different, he's more docile, he's more deliberate, when he feels that someone is not well in the family, do their emotions change?
I think so. I mean, you've seen it.
And I've seen it, but
it sure has. I know when we've had someone ill at our house, fortunately we have nobody terminally ill or real ill, but when someone has been ill and in bed, a dog or a cat will usually stick around there and stay right with them. But yeah, I think they do. They do sense it and do have an emotional release.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
As a veterinarian, have you ever had the opportunity to recommend to one of the owners or masters of the animal that you're treating that it would be good if maybe you noticed that they are not feeling well, that maybe a pet would be good? Or have you ever had a chance to recommend a pet for therapy, for healing purposes?
Well, not really, because we're going to see people who have pets. Everybody that comes to that door has a pet.
Okay.
So, you know, we really can't recommend it because they have them already.
Okay.
So, no, I've never had to recommend that.
I was just wondering if maybe, you know, one of their friends might have mentioned, or maybe they mentioned that they have a friend who would it help if they had a pet. And do you think that, do people live longer if they have pets?
I think they do.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because it's something you relate to.
Including cows. You know, going out and watching the cows eat, it's very, very peaceful. I mean, it is. It's a very interesting experience, just watching cows eat. We'll be right back. Dr. Lee, DVM.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
Sign up. Winner today is hot.
Cheetah, you've got your...
Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Doug Lee is with us. He's a veterinarian. Dr. Lee, many years ago here at the farm in Missouri, our son told us, he said he was much younger at the time, and of course, and he said, "Dad, you won't believe it. There are three puppies that are living in the culvert at the end of our driveway. It's about a third of a mile from our house." And he said, "Right at the road, and they're living in this culvert. Dad, it's terrible. But it's okay.
Yeah.
We got them. And so we adopted these three dogs. Now, here's the point of that little story. They're wonderful, absolutely wonderful, and they are family.
Yeah.
But it was spontaneous. Now, let's contrast that with living on a farm. You can do those kinds of things because there's not a room constraint. You know, it's not like, well, we don't have room for them. We do have room for them. Well, and they're outside dogs and they're protectors and they're just wonderful. But what about the scenario where you're at the mall, you know, with the family and the young daughter says, oh, isn't he cute? And they're looking at, you know, this puppy in the window of the pet store in the department. And now we have a spontaneous purchase. Is that a bad thing generally? Because we haven't done the research. We don't know what the breed is and what they're like and how they get along with the, you know, the rest of the family. I mean, should we do more research and determine what breed is the way to go rather than spontaneous purchases? What are your thoughts on that?
In a pet store, you're going to be getting purebred dogs. And quite frankly, there are some good breeders supplying these pet stores, and there are some breeders that aren't too reputable, but they're still breeding dogs. And this part of Missouri, and probably a little bit more up toward Kansas, outside of Kansas City, there was an area up there that was worldwide known for puppy farms or puppy mills. And we down here in this part of Missouri also have a reputation for having puppy mills. And what's happened is, as the dairy business has gotten away from the mom-and-pop dairy operation, they had a barn out here. So what are we going to do with our barn? Well, let's raise some dogs. So they said, okay, we'll raise dogs. And they get a male and a female and got papers, and they don't care where it came from as long as they can make puppies and get some money for a purebred dog. And that's what you get in the pet shops a lot of times. So if you can check on the breeder, I think that's good. I've seen a lot of problems come out of a pet shop from a pup that was born there, but sold there. And so I think you have to be cautious coming with getting one out of a pet shop. Now, you got the same thing in a humane society. You don't know anything about a dog coming out of the humane society, but you have this plus. Humane society dogs are mixed breeds generally. And I believe it's a well-known fact, if it isn't, it should be, that mixed breed dogs are much more hardy and disease resistant than purebreds, just because they got a lot of genes in there. And there's all the weaknesses that are diluted down to nothing. So you'll find a more substantial and a hardier dog coming out of a dog pound than you will from a purebred breeder, say from a pet shop. Now, I'm not saying there's no good purebred dogs. There sure are. There's some good ones around. But you're going to have to pay for them, too, because those people are breeding good dogs. They're breeding good dogs because they're getting enough money for them, and it's worthwhile. Pet stores still
probably. Well, I was absolutely.
But I mean, the Humane Society and those places have a bunch of dogs, and you know they need a home. I think we went through this once before, and I tell you, I've got two of them here from the Humane Society, and they've been great. One of them's the best dog we've ever had, and I've had a lot of dogs. Let me tell you, a lot of dogs. But yeah, that's my feeling. I don't want to knock pet stores. But if you'll notice, pet stores are pretty much getting out of the dog business. And there's a reason for that, and
yes.
I think I covered it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
my experience, dogs
at pet stores. Now,
my experience dovetails with exactly what you're saying.
They'll go down in front of the PetSmart and some of these others around, whatever they may be. On Saturdays, they'll have all of their dogs down there giving them away. It's a good place to go pick out a dog. Mm-hmm. Really is. And I think they guarantee them too. If it doesn't work out at home, you can take it back.
I found that our mixed breed dogs have exactly the characteristics that you're talking about. They don't need the visits to the veterinarian anywhere near as much, if at all. They seem so much more healthy. They can withstand the elements better.
Oh, yeah.
they seem to live a lot longer. I'm talking twice as long.
Yeah.
Is that what you're finding as well?
I would say yes. Not necessarily twice, but they live longer, yes, and be healthier as they get older.
What I'm saying is we've
got some of the genetic weaknesses that are present in all breeds. You know,
as much as I love cockers
with their ear problems, and then you've got Pekingese with their eye problems, but you've got breeds with their certain genetic problems and weaknesses. You sure do.
What I found is the mastiffs, in our experience, don't last as long. They don't live as long as a mixed breed. I'm thinking, 7 years is a long time for a mastiff to live. We had one that only made it 5 years, a Neapolitan mastiff, and she got a brain tumor.
Well,
this was horrible.
I don't think that's it. Just bigger breeds don't live as long.
Mm-hmm.
My son called me last night. He had a dog that he had for 17 years. It's a big breed. It's a mixed breed. And the dog had all kinds of health problems the past year. It was on Oriental Health Medicine. It kept it alive for a year. Holistic medicines. But at any rate, he died last night. And Derek said that he's been a great dog. No health problems except for the last year. But he lived longer than probably he should have for his size. Great Danes are very short-lived, too. 7-8 years of age. That's about it with a Great Dane.
Yeah,
you don't have them a long time, but if it's a big breed, now why? I'm sure probably genetic weaknesses enter into it, but for some reason, the large breeds don't live as long.
Let's talk about pet mistakes. Can you share with us some of the mistakes that maybe you've seen in your experience that or read about or think that we should know about? That we should not make. I mean, one of them obviously is, if you bathe your cat, you don't put it in the microwave oven. that's obviously one. But can you share with us some of your thoughts about pet mistakes that we should not make?
Well, of course, one mistake is people tie them out under a tree in the summertime and put a bucket of water out there. They say, well, he's got the shade. Well, he may have shade, but if he also has a tree that's within walking distance, he gets around that tree or around a bush. And remember, they can walk around a bush and get tangled up or a tree and be in direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go ahead, and if they're in direct sunlight, no shade, they're going to die. But the dog does not know that, I went this way and I got tangled up. I'm going to go back the other way and untangle myself. He doesn't know that. So he'll just keep going in circles and wrapping it around the bush. So I've seen that happen. One thing I did see, we used to have, my practice was in town, at Highway 65 going to Branson, goes right through Springfield, right a block from where my office was. I would have people come in and have their dog put in a dog box in the back of the trailer, and drive down from St. Louis or wherever with this dog in the trailer in a box, in the hot box in the back of that car. That was some disastrous things. Dogs would come in overheated. Once they get overheated, their intestines get scorched, and they start passing in blood from the bowel, and it's over when you get that. Everything's cooked to death inside. I had another one time. Guy came in. He was going out to California, and he had a trailer. He had his dog in a box in the trailer right behind the exhaust pipe.
Oh.
You know what happened there?
Yeah.
It was just stupid. But if things are done like that, or if people would just think a bit, but, some people aren't capable of thinking that much, I guess. But they got to have food. They got to have shelter. They've got to have water. Water is very important. And shade in the hot weather. Of course, you hear about people leaving kids in cars and dogs in cars.
Sure.
It can happen. It's to a kid and a dog, to anybody, if the car gets overheated.
What about dogs loose in a car? Now, let's say the car has a back seat and the window's down and the dog, they always have their faces outside the windows, and they're getting hit with whatever, bugs, dust in their eyes. Is that dangerous for a dog? I mean, obviously it's dangerous for those in the vehicle, distractions, and those around that particular vehicle. But what about for the dog?
Yeah, it can be. There's all kinds of stuff, pollen and everything floating around out there. And if they got their head out there, their ears flopping in the breeze, and all this debris is blowing into their eyes, and it dries the eye out, too. And a dry eye is not a good thing to have, and it doesn't take long to dry an eye out in warm weather with hot air blowing in your face. But and it is not uncommon for them to get eye infections as a result of that. You don't find ear infections too much from that, unless they get something blown in the ear. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, eye problems could definitely be a factor from putting their head outside the window. But
one of the
say, well, he likes doing that. Well,
yeah, they all do it.
It isn't good. A lot of things that we like that aren't good for us.
How about feeding our dogs? For example, I don't like anything to go to waste here at our farmhouse, including food. So right. If there are table scraps, I would like the dogs to have them. So if we have extra eggs, laid from the chickens, we'll scramble them well and mix them in with the dog food. But what about things like, let's say there's a little bit of spaghetti sauce on a plate, maybe a half a teaspoon left. Is it okay for dogs to eat spaghetti sauce that would contain, let's say, onions and garlic, or are onions and garlic harmful for dogs? Can you tell us that when we come back from this break?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Doug Lee, veterinarian, is with us. And we're talking about feeding our dogs. I mentioned I don't like letting anything go to waste. So let's say I can scrape together a half a teaspoon of spaghetti sauce or something like that from the plates. Can I add that to the dog food for the four dogs? Or do we have to worry about dogs eating garlic and onions? What are your thoughts?
Well, being Italian, you probably got a lot of spaghetti sauce. I'm sure.
That's true. Don't tell Dr. Shealy.
I like to taste that sometimes. But East Coast and Italian must make good spaghetti sauce. At any rate.
Well, thank you. And we'd love to have you over, so let's keep that in mind.
As far as spaghetti sauce, you know, dogs can handle a little bit, but too much of it, I think, would be irritating to their bowel.
Okay.
As with garlic and onions. A little bit, I don't think, is matter, but too much would be a little bit harsh on the bowel. It would cause possibly a loose stool. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'd get any bleeding or anything from it, but a little bit of a loose stool, probably. But remember, they're carnivores, and they're herbivores, too. But someplace along the line, they never seem to make dog food with spaghetti and garlic and onion in it. You know, they put beef and chicken and veal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I've never seen one that says this contains spaghetti and onions and garlic.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree
right.
with you. I hate to throw it away. And
okay.
Would I give them a little bit? Sure, I'd give them a little bit. But I wouldn't give them a lot. I would make it a regular thing.
Okay, well, I'll tell TJ he may have some spaghetti sauce in his dinner.
Well, let me tell you what I do out here. I know this probably isn't the thing to do either, but up the road, I've got a lot of wild animals out here, as you do too. We've got everything from possums, coyotes, and God knows what else.
Mm-hmm.
About a mile up the road, I take the stuff we have left over, and we say, well, let's give it to the wild animals, and I take it and throw it out alongside the road. And they get it. It's gone the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're not supposed to feed wild animals, But on the other hand, I don't want to give it to my dogs. I don't want to throw it away. And it isn't that much where it's going to, you know, change their eating habits already.
Sure. I'm with you. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
But I can't see throwing it away. I'd rather give it to the wild animals. And they like donuts and everything like that, I'm sure. But, you know,
how about...
I'll cover something here real quick.
Sure.
We talked about the purring and everything.
Yeah.
And we know that lions and tigers are in the cat family, so you would think that they would be purrers also. And, of course, the cat, and they're in the cat family. Cats are considered the perfect hunters. And lions and tigers do not purr. Big animals, jaguars, and the feline animal family, they don't purr. Now, you got the smaller ones like bobcats, they purr. And I didn't know this, but raccoons purr.
Hmm.
You would probably never get close to a raccoon to hear him purr, because you've had run-ins with cat raccoons, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another adventure if you haven't had one. They're tough. They're tough.
Yeah.
I had one in our house for 3 days, and I couldn't find him.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the house that night. I see where he'd been, but God knows where he was hiding.
They hide in chimneys.
Well, he didn't get in the chimney.
We had six of them in a chimney.
I never thought about that, but he can't get into our chimney.
No.
But another thing I'm going to cover next time, I don't think we have enough time, is talking about cats. You got me thinking when I was in Africa several years ago, we went out on one of our morning trips to see what was out there with a guide and a jeep. And he said, oh, we're going to see a kill. And there were two zebras, several zebras, and two lions. Well, I'll go through it now and tell you. Anyway, two lions, he said, everything's right. The wind is right. The wind's blowing from the zebras to the lions. If it was blowing from the lions toward the zebras would take off. There's a water hole there. So it was blowing toward the lions, two female lions, well, there's several, but two of them. They start crawling up real slow and slinking up, and then they sat there and watched the zebras come over to the water hole, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. One goes for the throat, one goes, jumps on the rear end and hangs on to the rear end. The guy had a throat never lets loose, and he hangs on, and when the zebra goes down, the one on the back end bites his Achilles tendon, so if he does come to life, he can't run. So he's got the one who bit the Achilles tendon, he starts working on the abdomen.
And We're out of time. Dr. Doug Lee, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.